This is what's real. And so absolutely no problem if you fall asleep. There are actually lots of practices in our Tibetan lineage that encourage sleep because I think it touches into that deeper sense of being relaxed. And we can learn more about that momentum of awareness. There's actually a little bit, a quality of awareness that stays with us even through sleeping. And naps, if you've ever experienced this, like the power nap or when you just sleep for a little bit during the day, there can be that access to a little bit of clarity, even if you're dreaming a little bit or your mind is, you know, kind of in that colorful sort of dynamic in-between place that we often access as we're falling asleep in meditation. That can be a really interesting mind state to explore. But we don't often let ourselves go there, because we're supposed to be very awake, alert, very good yogis. So this is your invitation to experiment with mindful sleeping or just mindful resting and sensing into those qualities of being really relaxed. So I often say my favorite place is to do this in a hammock, but if you don't have a hammock, then a couch will do just fine, or the living room floor, or your bed, or your yard, really wherever is feeling nourishing and inviting to you and your body. And so get really comfy. You know, you could take a blanket over to make sure you're warm enough. If you have an eye pillow or even just a scarf or some piece of clothing or cushion, you could put over your eyes to relax the eyes. You can put a cushion under your knees to support. And again, this is sort of self-care, this settling in and really feeling how can I most support the body right now. I'm just going to stay sitting here in case I need to see what's happening on the screen, but know that I'm here with you and Craig is doing his lying down practice. And here we go. So just feeling the support beneath you. And as we begin, you might just feel into the touch points. Of course, you're always welcome to sit up. But noticing where your body touches the ground, or the couch, or the bed. And sensing into that steadiness. The support beneath you, the stillness, the solidity, the steadiness. You might do a body scan if you want to start down with your feet. And then feeling all the different parts of your body moving up through the legs, the buttocks, the shoulders, the arms, and the back of the head. And so as we continue to cultivate this mindfulness of the body, feeling the whole body awake, you might also sense into the knowing, the awareness itself that knows lying down. And notice the quality of that awareness. It's nothing we make happen. We can't stop it, actually. So can we trust in that continuous knowing and rest, the whole rest of our mind, the whole rest of our heart? It's letting awareness do its own work. And it's dynamic and even it's empty. It's empty way. It's clear and empty at the same time. So it feels good to take a couple of fuller breaths, feeling the breath throughout the body. And then letting awareness do the work. So this whole meditation is a little bit like the endings we've been inviting you into when we finish formal practice, and that sense of letting go completely and letting thoughts unfold and being really simple. This is what we're doing here. We'll do this just for another 20 minutes or so. And notice if there's a kind of effort that starts, or even any kind of edge, a judging of how you're doing or a worry about falling asleep. Notice if there's these edges, which inevitably will arise. And then a sense back, touching back into the ground below you, trusting that you're held. And then again, falling back into awareness, you can kind of feel like, oh yeah, awareness is already here. So letting awareness do the practice. And if you drift off, come back, continue to practice. Stay curious about how sleepiness feels in the mind. Or anything, restlessness, reactivity, dullness. So resting back into awareness. And there's nothing else to do. And so noticing where your mind is now. The quality of awareness in your body. And if you like, you might put a hand on your belly, a hand on the heart, just feeling the solidity of your body here. Feeling the movement of breath. And then if it feels good to deepen the breath a bit, knowing we're transitioning, maybe a longer body stretch, rolling the wrists and ankles. And then just moving in any way it feels good. You might roll over onto one side if you like, by way of getting up. Just knowing the body is moving. Yeah, welcome. So I hope that felt nourishing. We might still have some sleepers here, which is just fine. So we're going to continue with a period of walking. And I'll encourage you, if you enjoy the back and forth, to do that one again. It's just so rare that we have this kind of momentum built up. We've been practicing for hours together. And so it can be really nice to continue that with the more formal walking style. So you can go to your lane and again, it's nice to start in a regular pace and then slow, slow, slow throughout the 30 minutes. We'll walk for 30 minutes now. But if you're really feeling restless and like, oh, I just need to get outside and walk, you can do that too. That's an option. There's all kinds of mindful walking you can do at a faster pace if you want to go around the block. You can do that. Just know that will be maybe dispersing of your energy. So if you're wanting to stay gathered, really nice to do the back and forth. You can do that outside too. But the slower, slower back and forth will support the continuity that we're building. Also just, you know, stay tuned into the sensitivity of the body. That as we continue here in silence, there is a kind of, I find it very sweet, but also very soft and tender. You know, this heart, when we're quiet with it, it's sensitive. Feels more and more vulnerable. So to kind of hold yourself with that sensitivity, you know, to tune into it, to invite it, to be a good friend to yourself, maybe that advice from a good friend. And the last thing I'll say, just a suggestion, if it feels right, to tap into your intention as you walk, you know, to really stay back on that compass that we've been talking about and setting our direction here. So if it feels inspiring to keep your aspiration in mind, you can do that. We'll walk for half an hour. We have just one more formal sitting. Amazing how the time is going. And then at 2:30, Craig and I will give a little bit of a talk and we'll have some more interaction to finish the day. That's kind of where we're heading. All right. Enjoy, you guys. We'll see you back here at 2:00.